Hey guys, so today I'm going to be doing a little segment on what I normally do of the countries this season, but I also am going to be doing Colorado, because as I told you guys on Tuesday last week, I told you guys that I was going to Colorado, and that is why I didn't do one on Thursday. So, I will be doing two today, to make up for Colorado. So, this Tuesday's country is, sorry, let me find it. I got really excited and I turned it on, so I got really excited and did not have it pulled up, because I was so excited to, do my podcast. So today's country is, that's Hollywood Studios. Come on, do that, Callie. Where is this place? That's okay. Let's see here. Here we go. Today we are doing France. So France is an amazing place. That's all I'm going to tell you guys right now. But this is just a little introduction segment, and then after this I'm going to be doing France. So I hope you guys are going to like this episode, and it is going to be much longer, so feel free to pause it or wait and do whatever you want. But thanks for listening. I'll be back. So today I'm going to be talking about France. France is an amazing place. I wanted my sister to be the guest for France because this is one of her favorite places to go in the World Showcase, but she unfortunately is busy. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about France, and how Disney France is kind of crazy. I know every episode I'm like, they're all Disney. They're so Disney. And I know that, like, every couple episodes, I'm like, this is truly Disney. Because, like, some stuff, like, obviously, if you're in Disney, everything's gonna be Disney-ish. But if you're in some spots, it's not as Disney-ish as other spots. And France is really one of the most truly Disney-ish spots. I don't know if Disney-ish is in the word, but, you know. So let me read this and I'll get into it. The buildings here have mansard roofs and casement windows so Gallic in appearance that you may expect to see a Bohemian poet looking down from above. A canal-like offshoot of the lagoon seems like the sign itself. The footbridge that spans it recalls the old Pont des Arts. There's a kiosk like those that punctuate the streets of Paris and bakeries, whose heavily rich aromas announce its presence long before it's visible. So, that's just a quick, I'll read it, but I just wanted to say that there is a little, like, bakery in there, I guess you could say. It's kind of like a food court, but, like, France. So, you go through, you pick, like there's sandwiches you can get, macarons, cookies, stuff like that. You can get all that stuff. I usually get macarons, because macarons are my family's favorite. If you've never had a macaron, then, you are missing out, badly. Macarons are amazing, and, if you ever do get to go to Disney, I do suggest you get them from the bakery there, but you also, I don't think it's as good, but they're still really good. You can get them from, like, Whole Foods. What else can you get them for? You can get them from, like, Costco, just, like, in the boxes, but they're not as good as the Disney ones, because, you know, everything that's in Disney is better, you know? Okay, so, shops sell perfumes, wine, and other items. Their roof are real copper or slate, and the cabinetry is finely crafted. Gallery des halls, the iron and glass ceilings marked that Paris once lives in. But perhaps, Paris once counted all of its most beloved institutions lives again. But perhaps most special of all of their all of the people, hosts and hostess who hail from Paris and the French provinces, answer questions in French accented English. Keep an eye out for a severe amusant, the comedic waiter who does one heck of a balancing act. Yes, okay, so that severe amusant, sorry, I'm not French. Like, I can't speak France or French. I can't speak France, obviously. I can't speak French. But yes, that man. Okay, so here's a little story for you. I was walking down and there is, I really think that it's this man, but sorry if it's not, but I believe it's this man, but if it's not, just, like, look around for, like, a little balancing guy, like, trying to act, and, like, he just tries to act, he just does a bunch of different, like, circus stuff and stuff. So, we were walking, and we decided to stop and watch him, which we usually don't do because we're like, yeah, we've been here so many times, but we're, you know what, let's watch him. And we sat there, and he was like, okay, so I have this ball, and it was a basketball. He said, I'm going to give it to a random person, and they're going to shoot from, like, a long way. So he gave it to me, like, he picked me, and it really wasn't long, maybe, like, half a court, I guess you could say. But I made it, and, yeah, that was just a little story that, that made me really happy, because I never, I like basketball, but I didn't really think I was good at basketball, but I guess I was. But yeah, that made me really happy, so I definitely recommend you looking for him, because he's really awesome, and really cool, and really fun. Oh, an interesting background note. The main interest in the entrance and the pavilion recalls the architecture of Paris, most of which was built during the Belle Epoque, beautiful age, the last decades of the 19th century. Don't miss the garden area on the right side of this pavilion. It is one of the most pleasant places in the world to showcase, and Aurora mingles with guests as a nearby gazebo. Yes, Aurora. My sister, Heidi, loves Aurora. That is where she is most of the time. So there's a lot of characters. I really have only seen Aurora. I don't know why I said a lot of characters. I'm sure I've seen, some walk by, but there's not really any that you can, really go in to find them there. Except for Aurora. But, like I said, Mary Poppins, and Alice in Wonderland was at United Kingdom. Canada doesn't really have any, I don't think. But yeah. So, Plume et Palette, one of the loveliest shops in the world art case. This art and view inspired location is home to Givenchy Shops, the only location in the world that carries the complete line of Givenchy fragrances, skincare products, and cosmetics. La Signature, another beautiful spot. This boutique features a nice selection of girly and cosmetic and fragrances. Le Esprit de la Provence. I do not speak French, as you guys can tell. This little shop stocks a selection of textiles, ceramics, and kitchen accessories from the province region of the southern France. They offer loose chocolates and children's books too. Les Halles Boutique de Quadoux. Everything from Eiffel Tower statues to Impressionist style prints is offered in this location near the exit of cinema. Mugs, tote bags, t-shirts, baskets, flags, and picture frames. And among the offerings available, the area is based on Paris. New demolished Les Halles. So, yeah, there's a couple more, but it's very, very long. So, next is Morocco, which is going to be really fun. Morocco is amazing. But, here's a hot tip for you about, France. About the World Showcase. Don't try to fit all the World Showcase movies in one day, especially if you're traveling with young kids. Now, if you're like my family, we, don't mind we don't mind taking all day to go around and look at this stuff. But some kids that are younger don't really care about the countries and stuff. They care about the rides, the characters. So like it says, you don't have to go there in all one day. You can go to like three countries and be like, I think I'm gonna go to Magic Kingdom and do Haunted Mansion and Splash Mountain. You have to get a park hopper pass, but then you can be like, okay, I think it's gonna be fun now that we can go do three more countries, and just keep doing that until you finish all the countries. You don't have to finish all the countries, but I definitely recommend it because it is so awesome. You don't have to do everything there. You can just walk through it and be like, oh, that looks fun. And I don't really want to do that, like stuff like that. But yeah, so that is France, and that's a quick hot tip for you guys. So bye. So, I do not remember if I did a guess the attraction last time, but if I did, I did not get any of the guesses. So, I think I did do it because I remember having a long talk about people not really listening to them and stuff like that. I totally understand that they can be on and they can get boring. Like, I don't really like listening to my own podcast. But that's just me. I understand if you like listening to them. I understand if you don't like listening to them. But I would like you, if you could, just listen to the segment that's called Guess the Attraction. And I wouldn't mind if you just listened to that and sent me a quick shout-out message and Guess the Attraction. That'd be really nice. So you don't have to listen to the whole thing. I totally understand that it can get really boring. But I would like you to listen to just the Guess the Attraction segment. This attraction, I'm going to be flipping to a random page, and here we go. This attraction, is very upbeat, very music, a lot of music, a lot of fastness. You go upside down on it, and it's really fun. Make sure to catch your breath. You gotta catch your breath. I remember when I was doing this. One of my friends or whoever's sitting there with me, I don't want to say it because I might give it away, but they told me to hold my breath. And I have my breath. And because, like, it catches your breath. So you really need to just catch your breath after. So that's my little theme. So that's my little guess the attraction. So hope you guys can listen to this and please guess it. I have a feeling I know someone who might be able to guess it. So bye guys. Hey guys, it's Callie and I have a guest here today.
Hello.
This is my mom. So today we're going to be talking about Colorado. So my mom, I brought her on as a guest today because she's lived there much longer than I have. So I wanted her to talk a little bit more about living there than just going there.
Hi. Yes. If you've never been to Colorado, you absolutely need to make sure that that's on your bucket list. It was never a place I really cared to go to. It wasn't really something that I knew much about. But the beauty of Colorado is truly unmatched. And I've lived in Hawaii, which is gorgeous, but it doesn't even hold a candle to the beauty of Colorado, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. So on the first day that we got there, we just hung out at our mom's friend's house. And then the second day, we went to Garden of the Gods, which is really cool. It's a national park, right?
I believe it is, yes.
So it's just like a bunch of these big, massive rocks that if you have like the gear, you can climb on, and it's just really cool. We got a lot of pictures, and we hiked up like this trail, and we weren't planning for it to be as long as it was, but it was pretty long. And then after that, we went to Old Colorado City. And there's just a bunch of little shops there. And we got, like I collect these little glass animals. So I got, like, a fox And then there was like a pet store there, and we went to this, what was the Bonton's Cafe?
Bonton Cafe, yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, that place is really good. When we went there, it didn't look like, it just looked like a little place. It was actually really good food. Mm-hmm. Then after that, we went to...
Well, we drove through Manitou Springs, yes. Which is a little town kind of at the base of Pikes Peak. And there's just a ton of shopping and little boutiques and stores. And fun fact, it is... Do you remember what I told you, Callie? It is the Wiccan.
Oh.
It's like the Wiccan capital of the United States, or at least it used to be. I don't know if it still is, but they practiced Wiccan there. They still do. But everyone there is so kind and sweet. It's actually a pretty cool little town. And then we went putt-putt golfing.
Yeah, that was really fun. Lost, though.
Yeah, well.
Did you win?
I tied with Liam. Yeah.
So
we tied for first place. And then the view from Tamara's deck, so, is like... gorgeous. You can see Pikes Peak. You can see the Air Force Academy. And then, do you remember what Cheyenne Mountain is, Callie?
Yeah, it's like where they, there's a bunch of military stuff in there, and that's where
George Bush was housed there
on
the day of 9/11. He was there for a couple of days. It's where NORAD is, so North American Air Defense, and it's like inside the mountain. It's one of the most secure places in the world. And so that was pretty cool, because I remember when 9/11 happened, there were just helicopters circling all of Colorado Springs for days, just monitoring, because the president was stored there, I will say, during the time, just to keep him safe. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the day after that,
we went up to Canyon City and went to Royal Gorge.
Oh, yeah. So we, the train?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we rode a really cool, like, train where, so you, like, had food there and you could eat, and there was a window you could look out of, and there was a bunch of mountains and the Arkansas,
It runs along the Arkansas River.
Yeah, so...
Which is weird that the Arkansas River runs through Colorado when there's a Colorado River. Do you think that's strange?
Yeah. Yes. And then on the top of... while you're on the train, you can go, like, outside on this little deck area, and you can look at the, like, highest suspension bridge.
It's the world's highest suspension bridge. At least it used to be. I don't know if it still is, but, yeah, it's called the Royal Gorge Bridge. Yeah.
And also, you can, like, do
Sky Coaster.
Yeah,
you can like get strapped in. My niece and nephew did this when I took them back when I was pregnant with you guys, actually, so it's been 13 years almost. And you just like, they fly you out over the gorge and bring you back. It looks super scary.
I would not do that.
There's also gondolas that go across the gorge.
Mm-hmm.
And that park, the Royal Gorge Park, was actually almost completely destroyed during a big fire back in 2013, so they're slowly rebuilding it.
Yeah. And then after that, we went to Breckenridge, which I loved Breckenridge. The one thing I didn't like about it was that it didn't have any bunnies there, because I wanted to live there, but I changed my mind because there's no bunnies there. But, and while we were mini golfing, there were some bunnies crossing
the
golf course. But Breckenridge is just a little town with a bunch of little shops.
It's a big ski town.
Yeah.
That's what it's known for.
You could ski. Well, you couldn't ski when we were there, obviously. But,
right.
So it was really cool. There was this place called, like, Creatures Great and Small Stuff. You could get, like, clocks there and, like, more glass animals, because I love those little things.
Mm-hmm.
But then my favorite part of the whole vacation was in Breckenridge, there was an escape room, and it was really fun. So basically it was like the game master, which was the guy who worked there, apparently had ghosts in his house. And like what we had to do was just find clues and try to free the ghosts. And it was just really cool. And it was so awesome that we wanted to do it again, but my mom was like, nope. Because it was like $200, but it was worth it, right, Mom?
Yes, it was a lot of fun, and I was really shocked that there were no arguments during it. You guys all worked really well together, and we got out in record time. Well, record time for us, probably, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, and then...
They have really good crepes in Breckenridge,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I love crepes. If you know me, that I love crepes so much. So we got, there was this place called Crepe a la Carte, right?
Crepes a la Carte,
Crepes
yeah.
a la Carte. And I got a s'mores crepe that wasn't from there, but from a place by the train. I got a s'mores crepe. And then I got, like, this brie apple butter crepe, which was so, so good. It was amazing. But, yeah, so that's what I got from the crepe place, and it was really good. Did you get anything from the crepe place?
I did. I got the salmon and cream cheese with capers. It was very, very good.
Yeah, and then the day after that, we just walked around some more. And then we went up to Denver, and we didn't really do anything. I mean, we got, like, Ruby Tuesdays. We spent the night, and then we got on the plane. So that's what we did in Colorado. It was really, really fun. I definitely recommend it if you've never been to there. And, so is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, just again, if you haven't seen the beauty of the Rocky Mountains, you need to do it for sure. It's definitely something that you should check off your list.
Okay, thank you for being in my podcast.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for letting our trip be such an amazing, fun time.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye.